Just one halakha, Maran brings down actually two halakhot in Siman Kuf Yud Gimal. Maran brings down halakha Chet Hamitpalel Uba Kenegdo Adam. Person's praying the Amidah and a fellow walks by. V'yesh lo temunat avodat kochavim biyado. So he has a symbol of avodah zara in his hand. For example, if a person is wearing a cross, and the person is praying the Amidah, let's say in a public area with his goyim, and the fellow walks by or is standing there, maybe you're in an airport, maybe you're in a public area. So v'yigiyal imkom sheshochinbo. Now you're up to the part of the Amidah where you have to bow. Lo yishche. You should not bow. Afal pishi libol shamayim. Even though your kavanah is for shamayim, but still it's not proper because of the avodah zarah that is in front of him. Furthermore, Maran writes in halacha tet in the osif al ta'arav shel kadosh baruch hu yoter ma'ed gadol gibor v'hanora. So he's a person in the Amidah is allowed to praise God based on the praises that are written in the text of the Amidah that was established by the Anshikanes, the Gedolah, which praise God with the words Ha'el, Gadol, Gibor, V'Hanora. However, a person now wants to come along and add different accolades to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Asur, because really even the accolades that are written in the Amidah shouldn't be permissible, but only because the Anshikanes, the Gedolah, established them, so we're allowed to say them, because really you can't finish the praises of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, to say Ha'el Gadol Gibor V'Hanora, well, he's only that, he's much more. So what? Say more? You can never end. So therefore, the best praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't say anything. Because that shows you that Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond words. But those words are permissible. However, outside of the Amidah, for example, a person is praying Bakashot or Tefillot, things like that. Of course, a person can use many different Lishonot of Sheva Takadosh Baruch Hu. Maran says that Let Lan Bar Mikol Makom Nachon Lemi Shirtzel Larich Meshpam Makom Shiyomar Oto BePsukim. Better not to use your own terminologies. If you can praise God, if you want to say praises, use the Pesukim, which means the best praises is to read the Tehillim. Whenever a person wants to praise, the Tehillim already are written by David HaMelech, the Pesukim are written by Ruach HaKodesh. That would be the best way to praise God outside of the praises that are written in the Amidah.